Hay río Guadalquivir, hay río Guadalquivir, te vi en Cazorla nacer, hoy en Sanlúcar morir, y al olivo verde, y al verde trigo, y a la viña amaré, me voy contigo. Un borbollón de agua clara, un borbollón de agua clara, debajo de un pino verde, eras tú que bien sonaba, al olivo verde, y al verde trigo, y a la viña amaré, me voy contigo. Como yo cerca del mar, como yo cerca del mar, río de barro salobre, sueñas con tu manantial y al olivo verde, y al verde trigo, y a la viña amaré, me voy contigo.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento. And of course, you know that you're listening to Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco, which is brought to you twice a month by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI. Broadcasting from 90.3 FM in the city of Minneapolis, which is in the state of Minnesota, which is in the United States of America. And we're also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Well, last week I talked about running into your old friends on a compilation was kind of like running into them on the street corner as opposed to playing something off one of their CDs, which was more like going out and having lunch with an old friend. So on the street corner idea, I'm still working on that because, you know, I started thinking about compilations and I went off in search of the very first compilation that I ever bought. Probably, well, the first time that I went to Spain was in 91 when tickets were cheap because of the Iraq War. And the first compilation that I bought was called Flamenco. That's a very original title. And it has a lot of flamencada, flamenco-like cuts on it, as well as, well, actually, there is one that I'm going to play for you today, which is actually a serrana. But I think there might be a boleadillas too. We'll see. But what we were just listening to was a cut called, and it was a copla, called Guadalquivir. And the singer was Enrique Montoya. And his guitarist was Paco de Lucia. Enrique was born in 1928 in Utrera. And he was known for singing both flamenco and coplas. And he also played the guitar. And he has a son of the same name who is also a flamenco and copla singer. The way you can tell them apart was the era in which they were working. Most of his son's recordings that I saw were in the 80s, the 90s, and onward. And Enrique was 40s, 50s, 60s. So, although he lived, I think, into the 90s. Next up on our compilation, we are going to go to a definite flamenco singer, La Niña de la Puebla. And she is going to be singing a copla here called Un Velero. A velero is a sailboat. And La Niña de la Puebla was the blind flamenco singer. She always wore dark glasses. And she was born in 1909. In La Puebla de Castilla. So, here we go with Un Velero. Here we should be going with Un Velero. Oh, I know what happened. Hold on. I forgot to turn up the volume. Let's try that again. There we go. Lovely song, lovely voice, lovely woman.
Mi cariño es un velero navegando por la mar y en la playa de un te quiero ha venido a naufragar. No ponga comparaciones. Que mi niño pirata que ya no tenga salvación, cuando lo tengo delante los ojos le saltaría pa' que no viera mi amante otra cara que la mía. Santa Lucía, Santa Lucía, que me voy a quedar ciega de tanta mala partida. No te pongas presumido cuando mires mi pena, que los más grandes navíos van a pique en alta mar. Le voy a poner cañones a la orilla de mi pena, pa' que allí tú vales. Cuando lo tengo delante, los ojos le saltaría pa' que no viera mi amante otra cara que la mía. Santa Lucía, Santa Lucía, que me voy a quedar ciega de tanta mala partida. Me voy a quedar ciega de tanta mala partida.
Well, I forgot to tell you that her guitarist was none other than Manolo Sanlúcar, the late Manolo Sanlúcar of late. Coming up next, we're going to hear from La Mare Lu, who is our youngest singer on this compilation. She was born in 1952 in Badajoz, which is in Extremadura. And her guitarist is none other than the very well-known Paco Cepero, and she's going to be singing Vengo Andando de la Unión. And I'm going to have to say that it sounds like a bulería to me. And I'm guessing that it's possible that you didn't hear most of what I said. So I'm going to introduce it one more time. La Mare Lu, born in 1952 in Badajoz, Extremadura. Her guitarist is Paco Cepero. And I think that what she's going to be singing, called Vengo Andando de la Unión, is a bulería. We shall see.
Cantando de la unión para cantar una tarata que venga cantando de
certainly wasn't a bulerías. It was in eighths and not in twelves. And it didn't sound like a tangos either. So I'm going to guess that it was a rumba. On to what I know is a colombiana. It's sung by Antonio Molina, who, as well as being a singer, was a dancer and an actor both on stage and in film. He was born like Enrique Montoya in 1928, but he was born in Malaga. And the title of this Colombiana is Puente de Plata.
Con una rosa en la mano de mi patria me alejaba y en aquella tierra extraña como hermano me trataban. Yo fui bandera de España cantando por colombiana. Yo fui como una paloma buscando en Cuba lo que soñé. Yo bananas con aguacate, yo traigo al rico maní y los besos de mis labios, cariño, te traigo a ti. Te espero en los cafetales donde Dios te. Sí. Yo fui como una paloma buscando en Cuba lo que soñé. Puente de Plata, yo voy a ser de España, Cuba y hasta Colombia con mi querer. Puente de Plata, yo voy a ser de España, Cuba y hasta Colombia con mi querer. Ah.
Impressive ending there, huh? Olé. You know, so clearly in that piece, in that Colombiana, the words banana con aguacate jumped out at me. And I just thought, banana with avocado. Yuck. I don't know what you think of that. I think that's a big yuck. Banana with avocado. Next up is the sweetheart of Spain, hands down, sweetheart of Spain, her entire life. None other than Lola Flores, who happened to be born, actually, in Jerez de la Frontera in 1923. And as well as being a singer, she was also an actress and a dancer. And she's going to be singing here a copla called La Mari Morena, Dark Maria. And, well, what can I say but take it away, Lola.
Todo el mundo se queda callado y la sangre no corre en las venas cuando sale a cantar al tablao con su empaque la Mari Morena. Porque saben que ella tiene una espina entre las sienes que la trae a maltraer. Una copla mardecía que va y viene noche y día por las mesas del café. Y a deshoras de la madrugada, ella misma la suele cantar. Arsa y toma con ese semblante, que de dónde viene la Mari Morena, que del puerto de ver a su amante, que lleva 2 años metido en la traena. Pero dicen los vecinos que de noche y al volver se tropieza en el camino con un mozo de Jerez. Y aseguran que este cuento no termina por la buena, como no borré del viento el cantar que la envenena. Y no vaya despacio y contento, arce y toma la Mari Morena. Hasta el puerto el romance ha llegado y saltando el tapiar de la trena en un hombre su zarpa clavao el cantar de la Mari Morena. Ella supo que don Diego fue quien hizo arder el fuego y derecha fue a por él. Y en la turbia amanecía lo encontraron ya sin vía a la puerta del café. Y dijeron que al irse a entregar, la flamenca se puso a cantar. Arsa y toma que igual que una loca, que de dónde viene la Mari Morena, de taparle pa' siempre la boca, aunque antes casi a más honda mi pena. No me nombren abogado, no me quiero defender, a ese hombre lo he matado por salvar a mi querer. Que mi honra siempre ha sido del color de la azucena, pa' que venga un mal nacido y la ponga en cuarentena. Y eso a nadie se lo ha consentido, arce y toma la Mari Morena. No me nombren abogado, no me quiero defender, a ese hombre lo he matado por salvar a mi querer. Que mi honra siempre ha sido del color de la azucena, pa' que venga un manacío y la ponga en cuarentena. Y esto a nadie se la ha consentido, arce y toma la Mari Morena.
That was exciting. Very, very colorful delivery of that as well. The next copla, we're going to go back to Enrique Montoya, who opened the show with Guadalquivir. And once again, his guitarist is Paco de Lucia. And this, when I bought this CD, this particular copla was my second favorite piece on the CD. It just always made me so happy to hear it. It's called Sobre Olivar. Sobre el Olivar. Kind of flying over the olive tree, or perhaps the olive orchard, I believe. So, here we go. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Sobre el olivar, se vio la lechuza volar y volar. Por un ventanal, entró la lechuza en la catedral. San Cristóbal la quiso espantar al ver que bebía del velón de aceite de Santa María. La Virgen habló, déjala que beba, San Cristóbal. Sobre el olivar, se vio la lechuza volar y volar. A Santa María, un ramito verde volando traía. Por el olivar, se vio la lechuza volar y volar. A Santa María, un ramito verde volando traía. Por el olivar, se vio la lechuza volar y volar. Por el olivar, se vio la lechuza volar y volar. Por el olivar, se vio la lechuza.
Well, to close today, of course, I saved my favorite one for last. This is still one of my favorite cantes. It's called Está nevando por tu querer me muero. It's snowing and I would die for your love. And it is sung by La Niña de la Puebla. It is a serrana, which is in the family of seguirias. And before I close the show, I hope you'll join us again in 2 weeks for yet another episode of Poquito y Bueno, brought to you by yours truly, Cristina de Sacramento and KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras, which is just winding up Pledge Week. Did you pledge? If you didn't pledge, just send us a little something if you can afford it. And make sure that you mention Poquito y Bueno. Just go to the website, kfai.org, and the donate page is right there. It's very, very simple. Thank you. Have a good couple of weeks. And I hope that you enjoy today's show. And most especially, this serrana.
está nevando. Está nevando, está nevando en la sierra, señores, en lo alto de la sierra. Okay.